The Enemy by Charlie Higson, read by Paul Whitehouse. Chapter 1. Small Sam was playing in the car park behind Waitrose when the grown-ups took him. He'd been with some of the little kids, having a battle with an odd assortment of action figures when it happened. They weren't supposed to play outside without a guard, but it was a lovely sunny day and the little kids got bored indoors. Sam wasn't the youngest of the group, but he was the smallest. That's why they called him Small Sam. There had originally been two other Sams, Big Sam and Curly Sam, who had curly hair. Big Sam had been killed a few months ago, but Small Sam was stuck with the name. It was probably because of his size that the grown-ups went for him. They were like that. They picked out the youngsters, the weaklings, the little ones. In the panic of the attack, the rest of Sam's gang got back safely inside, but Sam was cut off, and the roving pack of grown-ups trapped him in a corner. They had come over the sidewall, led by a big mother in a tracksuit that might once have been pink, but was now so filthy and greasy it looked like grey plastic. She had a fat, egg-like body on top of long, skinny legs. Her back was bent, and she ran stooped over, but surprisingly fast, her arms held wide like a scorpion's claws, her dirty blonde hair hanging straight down, her face blank and stupid, breathing through her mouth. Small Sam was too scared even to scream or call for help, and the grown-ups made no noise, so the whole scene was played out in horrible silence. The mother blocked off the route back towards the building, while two lanky fathers ran at him from either side. Sam dodged them for a few seconds, but he knew they'd get hold of him in the end. By the time help came from inside, the grown-ups were gone back over the wall with Sam stuffed inside a sack. Maxie led a group of bigger kids out into the car park, even though they were armed with spears.